This is another story here. Gaur Nitai honor Advaita's offering. And this is from Madhya Leela chapter 3, verse 68. So they have, obviously they're in Shantipur. Gaur Nitai have come there. Now we're not in the forest. We're in the village. Small city of Shantipur and the house of Advaita Acharya. And he's saying, please, let's sit down. And Advaita said, you sit down, I'll give the prasadam. Then Mahaprabhu, this verse starts, Konstani vasiva ara anaduipat apakari ani tai deya vyanjan bhat. Mahaprabhu thought, because he had set up three plates, huge plates, Advaita Acharya. He thought that all three plates were meant for distribution to others. So therefore he asked for another banana leaf, two banana leaves, saying, I will take a, he said, let us have a very little quality, apa, kichu. I will take a little bit of vegetable and rice. Because all this elaborate food is put on these plates. And was put in front of Mahaprabhu. This is for you. You're the Parameshwar, the Bhaktaram, the supreme enjoyer. I said, "Oh, can I? Oh, that's nice. Can I have two empty plates? Why? Oh, because I want just a little bit of rice and vegetables. No, this is for you. Acharya kahe, vaise donhe pindira upari, hetabali hate dari." Vasaila Dunhare. Advaita Acharya said, just sit down on these wooden seats. Catching Gaur Nitai's hands, he sat both of them down. Prabhu kahe, sanyasira baksha nahi upakaran. Iha kaile kaiche haya indriya bharan. Advaita, it's not proper for a sannyasi to eat such a variety of foods. Upakarana. If he does, how can he control his senses? Vacho vegam. Was it vacho vegam, krodha vegam, jiva, manasa vegam? Acharya kahe, this is dialogue. Acharya kahe, charatumi apanara churi. Ami savajani tomar. Sanyasera bhari bhuri. When Mahaprabhu did not accept the food that was already served, Advaita Acharya said, listen, give up your hiding, your cover, your concealment. I know what you are, and I know the internal reason of your accepting the sannyas order, the bhari bhuri. Bhojan karaha chara vachana chaturi. Prabhu kai etana kaite napari. Advaita Acharya requested Mahaprabhu to eat and give up juggling words. Mahaprabhu replied, oh, I certainly can't eat so much food. Acharya bhale, akapat kara ahar, jadi kaite na par pate rahibeka ahar. Mahaprabhu, please just simply accept the prasadam without any pretense. A kapat. Kapat means cheating. Don't try to cheat me by word juggling. Don't just sit down and eat. Honor the prasadam. No false renunciation here. If you can't eat it all, then leave the balance on the plate and we will figure out what to do with it. Odivo. Karanga Mahaprasad ki. Prabhu bale Mahaprabhu. Eta ana nariva kayete. Sanyasira dharma nahi uchishta rakite. I will not be able to eat so much food that you serve me. And it's not the duty of sannyasis to leave remnants. Uchishta. Acharya bale. Nila chale kao. Choyana bhar ek Bade anakau shutta bhar. Mahaprabhu, in Puri you're eating so much chapan bhog. This is the, he's not saying that, but this is the author is saying. Lord Jagannath and Mahaprabhu are identical. So Acharya pointed this out. Listen, in Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu ate 54 times a day. And each time he ate many hundreds of pots of food. I don't think it's 54 times. I think it's 56 items or something, 15 like that. 54 times every, no sleeping, every 15, every half hour you're eating something. Sometimes it's said that the Lord eats in Puri 54 times a day, but if you go there, at least they're not doing that now. So there's certain offerings, and they have, I mean, practically in Mayapur temple, there's even more than Chapan Bhog. They have 15 sabjis for lunch. Radha Madhav eat 15 different sabjis, Raj Bhog. And 5-6 sweets, that's 15, that's 25, and Puri, this, they eat about 30 just for lunch. Hungry? Hungry to see Radha Madhav? Hungry for Mayapur Darshan? Or are you just lusty? You're hungry for Mahaprasad. That's also transcendental. That lust is permitted. I wait to said, Tina Janara Bhakshya Pinda Tamaraika Gras Taralekaya E Ana Nahe Pancha Gras. Avitacharya said, the amount of food that three people can eat does not even equal a itsy bitsy morsel for you. In proportion to that, what I've made here is not even five morsels of food for you. Mora bhagye mora ghare tomara agaman chara chaturi prabhu karaha bojan. Mahaprabhu, by my great fortune, my bhagya, you have come to my home. Please don't juggle words. Just eat and don't talk. You have to remember, Garga Mahaprabhu is about 24. Just took sannyas recently. 25, maximum 24. And how old is Vaitacharya? 80? 50, 60 years older. Hey, sit down, eat. You're like my grandson. Heta bali jaldila duigo sani rahate hasya lagila dunhe bojana karite. I wait to said this and gave water to Gornitai so they could wash their hands. And they sat down, and smiling, they began to eat the prasadam. Hasya lagila. Because it was all hasya ras. No, we can't, don't eat, serve so much. That was for us. How can we sit down and eat? Okay. Nityananda kahe kailun, tina upavas, aji parana karite chila bhara ash. Advaita, Acharya. I have undergone fasting for 3 days continuously. I came here hoping I could break my fast. And Krishna's Kaviraj says, Aji upavas haila acharya nirmantrane arda peta na baribe egra seka ane. arda peta. The same as Hindi, half a belly. Although Mahaprabhu was thinking that the food was too much, Nityananda thought it was wasn't even a morsel. He had hoped to break his 3-day fast on that day. And then he said, Arda Peta Nabaribe, hey Graseka God. He said, hey, listen, although I'm invited to eat by Vaitacharya, today is also another fast day. It's the 4th day of fasting. Such a small quantity of food will not even fill Ardha Pet. Not even half my belly become full. What is this? And wait to Charya. Listen. Acharya kai. Tumi hao Taratika Sannyasi, Kabu Fala Mula Kao, Kabu Uvavasi. You, Avadut, you're a wandering sannyasi mendicant, traveling on Tirth, Tirthika, it's in Bengali. Going on pilgrimage. Sometimes you eat roots and fruits, and sometimes you have upavas. Kavi kavi upavas. You fast. Daridra brahmana gari, ye paila mushyeka an, ihate santushtahau, chara lobavan. Listen, I am a very poor Brahmin, and you have come to my home. Please be satisfied with whatever little kichu, whatever little food I'm giving you. And give up your greedy mentality, Nitai. Lobaman. Chara Lobaman. You're so greedy. These are three huge plates like this. There's three huge plates and, you know, a banana leaf. Like, see that banana leaf? These are small trees. But the banana trees in Waita's garden were like 15 feet high. So the banana leaf was about 8 feet long. There was three of them. Three banana leaves full of food. And he said, oh, this is very less. What is it? It's 6 feet long and 20 inches wide. That's a lot of square inches of prasad. Or centimeters. This is, Nityananda replies, Nityananda Bali, Jabe Kaile Nirmantran, Tata Dite Chaha, Jata Kariya Bhojan. Whatever I may be, Avadut Sannyasi, whatever you said, you have invited me to your home. Therefore, you must supply as much as I want to eat. Shuni Nityanandera Kata Thakur Advaita Kahena Tanhare Kichu Paya Prita. And Vaitacharya said, took the opportunity presented by the joking words of Nittai and replied, Brashtavaduta Tumi Udara Bharite. Brush means broken. Sanyas Lai Acha Bhuji Brahmana Dandite. You are a reject Paramahamsa. Avadut, brushed, yoga brushed, it says in Gita. And you have accepted sannyas. Why did you take sannyas? Just to fill up your belly. By visiting Grihastha's home and eating chukka chuk up to the neck, a kantapuriya. And I can understand that your only business is to trouble poor brahmanas like I. Brahmana Danda, you're beating, you're creating so much trouble. Tumi kete paradhasha visha maneran amitaha kana pava daridra brahman. Nitai, you can eat 20 manas of rice. How much is one mana? 40 kilos. Nitai, you can eat 800 kilos of rice. But I am a poor Brahmin. How can I afford to buy so much rice? This is Hasiras, obviously. And this is Hasiras and Sakya. Friendship. There's Hasiras in Madhurya. Hasiras in Vatsalya. We have to continue with that one. So we'll leave it at that. Nityananda's wondering whether he'll get his belly full over there. So just freeze your smile and we'll continue tomorrow. Put your smile in the freezer. And it's Hasiras, and tomorrow we'll thaw it out and see if we're still smiling at that Leela.